Dammi non fare. You're getting on too bad. Bam. Impasse again. You must knock on.
Step to six. No.
Bab, you're going on with too much.
When I came here, September. Is it September month? Ice on the ground. From January right up is ice. It's so cold. The doctor, no, he called me Beulah. Beulah, you're going to England, get all the sun in your bones from now. Some say, don't take nothing white because your clothes can't even get to dry there. Eh? And I wore a white blouse I made and a blue overall like. And when I came here, some people was out here and come home and said, don't take nothing white for it wouldn't dry. It spoil quick. And I have seen people wear white. Is it September month? Ice on the ground. From January right up is ice. And I began to cry one day. I was going along to work. And this cold plate, this snow hard up, and it's so cold. Many of them are stories. Like what and what? It's so many different stories. But some of them quite rhyming. And some good at that. Good at that.
Yeah, but it's not there now. But we miss it a lot. Everybody did. It was such a nice bus. You know? I don't know what happened, but then take it off the road.
No, no. It was a lot of it.
Why they get a new chichi bus, you know? Chichi white bus. You drive on it,
yes? Yes.
How far you got to?
That's Spanish Town.
Why went up Harry Street? I went up in there. Nice. I can hear chichi white.
Well, I travel on it to Spanish Town Road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it?
Why?
Was it cold?
Why? Full and hot.
Every time you break, all you can hear is chichi.
Yeah, I know, because it's the break, you see.
That's oh, chichi white. So that's what they call it, chichi white bus.
Yeah.
The man told on it. Lovely.
It's
a nice bus, you know.
Why,
it's right
if
nice.
Travel on it, they don't on the road. Nice, but it's
all
right.
It's like a nice road.
Yeah,
chichi white.
Everybody likes to hear that.
Number 7, Kingston, Papin. And he got chichi.
Yeah, it's chichi, yeah.
White.
Sure. You hear that?
Yes.
I give you a joke while we mention Kingston. We have a bus used to run, we call it Chitty White bus. Long and white, and any time it stops, it's a shh, you know? It's good ride in Chitty White. People, they say, I have to get home this evening, and they will sit in your lap. So, Chitty White bus comes, and during that time, is tight skirt wearing. Short and tight, just like now. But I never like to. I wear my regular length. I don't want no man take no step with me. So listen, a Rasta man came up by the bus, a girl there trying to get in the bus, and she couldn't get up. Each time she tried to see for the skirt too tight. Length and width, tight skirt wearing. Yeah. Well, people out there want to come in the bus. This skirt held her all the time. She can't go. A Rasta man came up and take out a knife, and slice the skirt. And say, good God, go up in the bus. Now go up, man, go up. So, you know, it's a big joke that day. Everybody killing them, say, and she get a good relief for it. She went up in the bus anyhow, with ease.
One friend of mine came and said to me, every time she came to visit me, she didn't see my daughter having any white friends. So I said, what do you want me to do? Go to the News of the World and put an advertisement in, white children needed a friendship. All colored children, they all think they are white. Yes? And she would come to me, and the landlady at one of the houses that we lived in was very fair. You know, we have white people in the West Indies, pure white people, only they were born here, there. You understand? And Auntie Gloria, as she called her, wasn't white, but she was very fair. And she came to me one day and said, oh, Mummy, when will I be white like Auntie Gloria? And I had to explain to her, well, Auntie Gloria is not really white. She's just very fair skinned. And I said to her, you'll never have Auntie Gloria's colour, because I am not Auntie Gloria's colour and your father isn't. My daughter admitted to me years after that she thought she was adopted. I thought it was funny, really. Things like that don't bother me, because, I mean, I know it's not the truth.
One day, I was going on Spanish Town Road. Three men there playing cards. I heard they always talk about these three cards, men. They know how to rob people. If you don't understand, so after all that passing and all the time, they dear three. The more you look, the less you see. And they're moving the card. The more you look, the less you see. So I come on, lady. I stop. And I watch a little bit, for I'm not in those things, gambling and things. All right, I say, all right. I don't remember how much I put. Whether it's 10p or what, but it's a money. And I watch carefully that man, and when I put down and say, and he turn it over, it's the one that I put the money. And as I get it, my gun, he said, no. No, lady, you can't go. No, you're in the game. I said, me? And the more you look, the less you see, well.
The 3rd of January. It was a heartburn the white people come to our country and we respect them like kings and queens. It was a heartburn. We give them our honor. It was a heartburn because there are still people telling me why we don't go back where we come from. And I didn't expect that. I didn't expect, really. What else would you like to know? Who's playing? Now, when I came to this country, I was so amazed to see the same white people doing what I was doing in Lion's Tea Shop kitchen, creping potatoes. My happiness is I would really like to go back to my country. And I think there's a lot of work that we black people have come here and put in to this community, but a lot of people don't realize what we've done here. The white people come to our country and we respect them like kings and queens.
Hold on, give me a rubber, man.
Give me a rubber, man.
Give me a rubber. Give me a rubber. Give me a rubber. Give me a rubber.
When I came in this country, I couldn't get work, no work. And I was cold and I was miserable. And I tell you, English people didn't like colored. They didn't. Colored and Irish, they say, they don't want that. And then afterward again, this teddy boy come up. And sometimes, teddy boy, we got to make up our own teddy boys to do the same like that. They come in to kill you, we try to kill them too. Yes. So we got to just fight our way. Then after the government, see what we was doing. The government put a foot on it. You ever heard about Notting Hill riot? Good. But they have to make up our own teddy boy. Or sometimes if you're even traveling in the night, they just come and beat up, try to beat you up if you're stupid.
My advice, there is nothing nice like the dip and fall back. There you know, Master John, take me land. Take me mule, take me trail. Take away me wife and me tree sweetheart away. Take away me spot and you can even take me burial spot. But don't scar like or a box your head for me dip and fall apart. Everybody dip and fall apart. Dip and fall apart. My advice, there is nothing nice as a dip and fall. One more time, dip and fall back. Dip and fall back. My advice, there is nothing nice like a dip and fall back.
We like that, Robin, dear.
You like it?
Yeah.
We don't want that. No.
When I came here, it was in the nursery. The nursery. It was a big place. Go there to do the washing up. I worked 1 week and they gave me the sock. Say, you work too slow. But the thing about it, whatever I do, it must be well done. I wash the plates and I rinse them as what I do home. The sock give me the socks, I work too slow. My sister cook here. I wash them up. She was upstairs, and when she came down, she said, "Wait, B, you wash up those dishes so quick?" I said, "I learned by my mistake." Because I got, and she began to laugh. I'm English now.
I don't have to think that, you know that. Well, you don't think you can.
I'm 4 years old.
Not all the time. Not all the time. Well, you can be four again. Don't care what time you can be four again. Why would I want to go back?
Because you might be 18.
Why would you want to go back to that age now? Things change in different. In every age, in every stage, things different.
The turkey that we eat, we don't buy it in a shop. We have it from, it is a chicken from January, right? And we fatten it for December. You get to love the turkey so much, it come like your friend. For you feeding it from January to December, for it's like your child. Anyway. Run. Go wash up the pot. Fred, catch up the fire. Tell Lou to get some seasoning, Miss Mary Turkey Dead. The turkey wake up hearty and was a stroll about the place. When him and Kate, half-starving dog, just buck up face to face. The turkey stop. The dog drop. Him lick him out and him work it. And he make a robot bam a dive and pounce upon Miss Mary Turkey. Miss Mary bawl out, "Save the turkey and kill the dog!" Not in the West Indies, my lord. We prefer the turkey to the dog. Let's be honest about it. For we carry the dog. Poor soul. Two men run out for help, but that time the turkey dead. The turkey dead it cold, cold, cold.
I was small then, that time. Small child. And I noticed my granddad, I'm there looking at him, looking. And they out in the kitchen chatting and laughing. And I noticed the tie up his face. You know, when people have heavy toothache and they tie here. And while they tie Grandpa's foot and his mouth like that, I began to lose. Lose the mouth. But it never lose that quick. And there, somebody must have said to them out there, they called, "Where is Bueller?" And they ran in. I was right there over the coffin, pulling and fixing. And they came, what did you? And they shout at me so hard. And I was frightened, and from that I wouldn't be seen near a dead, you know. Oh, they go on, you know. So you're in here, this man clean everything, leave gone, dad alone, he's gone. He was dead. And he looked nice, black suit, white shirt, you know, he looked good, like somebody alive to talk to. And they said, no, not to do that. They dress him and put him down, and he's going to be buried later on, so not to disturb. So that's it. So I don't trouble no dead people again. Dead man tells no tales. I enjoy it here in England. I love it here. Some people, as they went, oh, when I'm 60, I'm going home to Jamaica. I can't take it in this country no longer. I said, you joke. And then you're running back. And I say, well, I don't want to go home there and to come back. And some people go home. And that's why many people say, I'm going to Jamaica. And in a short while, they die. Mm-hmm. The most of my friends are here now. I'm here to soon be 80, you know, and I'm enjoying my 80 right here. I hate removal. For when I was to leave from home there to come here, oh, God, removal, eh? Removal. You lose a lot of things through removal, you know that. Yeah, and I've been losing.
Oh, yes, I forget that. That was pretty. Yeah. Plenty of club around, but you got to play more weekend, you know?
Blank.
when I'm gone. Do you understand what I mean? No, when I'm dead and gone, I will be gone to be with Christ. No worries on my mind, no nothing, everything free. Everything free. So, listen, I wouldn't be able, maybe, to live and look as I am now, coming up to Haiti. You know why? If I was enjoying the worldly pleasure, of life, still, I believe I would be dead already. Dead already. You feel good, you're gone, but you're sleeping. You're just sleeping, but you're still enjoying life. See, when you're gone, whatever you used to do as a living, are enjoying yourself on this earth. When you're dead, if you don't go on over beer, you're doing the same thing. Eh? You're still enjoying yourself. Huh? You're a spirit then. You're a spirit. You move around. But when I die, I will be sleeping. Sleeping in Christ. I will be gone to be with Christ. No worries on my mind. No nothing. Everything free. Everything free.